A geographer living under Caesar's rule described the Irish as a cannibal race who deemed it commendable to devour their deceased fathers and who lived a miserable existence because of the cold.
But Mediterranean traders had long been immune to such dire warnings. And with the knowledge they brought back, a scholar created a geographical masterpiece. In this medieval copy of his book, Geographia, we can see how Ptolemy mapped the world as it was known to the Romans around 150 AD. And there, on the westernmost point, is Hibernia. This is the first map of Ireland and its peoples.
We can recognise some of the names, for example, Eblana is usually interpreted as Dublin. The river names, the Shannon is there, for example, the River Lee, I suppose, which all Cork people would like to see mentioned. There are some names, interestingly enough, here. We have Brigantes, for example, and the Brigantes over here in West Wales, and they are clearly related.
What does that tell us?
Well, it works two ways. Either it means that there were Brigantes here in the west of Britain, first of all, who then migrated to Ireland, but it is possible that they might actually represent population groups that originated in Ireland and then came to the western province of Britain, because you do have quite substantial Irish settlement in western Britain, in Wales, as we know it nowadays.
This notion of the Irish colonising parts of Britain, it rather turns our historical sense of things on its head, doesn't it? We always like to see ourselves as the eternally put upon, conquered by the other lot.
In this day and age, we're insisting that everybody apologise to us, including our nearest neighbours, but I suppose if you go back far enough, we invaded them before they invaded us. So if there are apologies to be bandied about, we might take the first step, you know?